we started talking because we had something. This thing that we share in common. And your letters and private messages were very interesting. You had something to say, something I've never heard before. You were sometimes passionate, sometimes analytical, sometimes personal. And we talked, then you started telling me about your day, about your life, about the passion we shared, and it grew to an understanding, it grew to an interest in each other. I started wondering, what are you doing right now? How are you right now? And when I asked you how you were and what you were doing, you answered with a very short delay because you were as attentive to me as I was and am to you. And our communication grew like a wave, tsunami, and became more and more intense and more intimate. And now I have feelings so much more intense than I've ever had. And the intimacy that's so absurd because I've never touched you, never felt you. But the longing is so strong that you must feel it over the ocean that separates us. I know you do. I've never been romantic. I've never believed in love conquering all. But now, I have to think it does. I have to think that our love will overcome the barriers of space, social constructs, of people's ideas of what love is, because I have to have you, I have to be yours, and you to be mine, because now that I've touched you, not with my hands, but with my soul, I have to keep having you. I feel like I would diminish otherwise. And what keeps me going is knowing that you feel the same way. I love you so much.